You buy top to bottom for your home improvement project. All you need is one company that is top to bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at top to bottom, 338-9865. That's 338-9865 for John at top to bottom. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is a theme week this week.
I knew. I could feel it. When I walked in this morning,
there was
a something in the air.
Oh, okay.
It was a theme week.
There's a theme week in the air.
It was a smell or was it something? I don't know.
I hope it wasn't a smell.
Probably not. Just a feel.
Well, I hope it was a good smell.
It was a great smell.
So the theme week this week is on one of my favorite topics.
Okay.
Word origins.
Oh,
yes. Word origins. You know, I love some etymology.
Yes, you do.
Because I'm such a word nerd. But so we're going to talk about the word origins of some common words that we use every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
We're going to start off with the word shampoo.
I use shampoo every day. The word shampoo.
Right.
I use shampoo every day. I use the word.
Do you?
Not the word so much, but
would you use it every day?
I sure do.
So the word shampoo entered the English language from the Indian subcontinent during the colonial era.
Wow.
It dated to 1762 and was derived from a Hindi word meaning to press, knead, or soothe. Which I guess
press, knead, or soothe.
When you're
soothe.
Lathering your shampoo, I guess you're kneading your head. I don't know.
Okay.
You're soothing your scalp. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kneading my head. Yes, that's what I'm doing.
So in the Indian subcontinent, a variety of herbs and their extracts have been used as shampoos since ancient times.
Oh.
The very first shampoo dates back to the 1500s.
Wow.
In India, something called sapindis, a.k.a. soap berries.
Oh, soapberries.
Boiled with dried Indian gooseberry and other herbs. The extract created a lather and resulted in soft, shiny hair.
Wow.
Cleansing the hair and body massage during one's daily bath was an indulgence of early colonial traders in India.
Mm.
When they returned to Europe, they introduced the newly learned habits, including the hair treatment they called shampoo.
Shampoo, look, you knead it into your head like this.
Yes. Now, a Bengali traveler, surgeon, and entrepreneur named Dean Muhammad is credited with introducing the practice of shampooing to Britain. In 1814, he opened a bathhouse in the English countryside where he offered medicated vapor massages he called shampooing.
Wow. Well, when was this?
This was in 1814.
1814.
Wow. He described the treatment in a local paper as the Indian medicated vapor bath, a cure to many diseases and giving full relief when everything fails. Particularly rheumatic and paralytic, gout, stiff joints, old sprains, lame legs, aches and pains in the joints.
Gout and lame legs.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
80 years later, the term shampooing began to refer to the sudsy scalp massages only.
Yeah.
But it used to refer to, like, I guess, massagers in general.
Okay.
So originally, soap and shampoo were very similar products. One of the leading products in the 1800s was an all-purpose bar called Slidell's Soap. And it billed itself as the soap for all uses.
Oh.
It was marketed as a shampoo and cleaner for hair and body.
Oh, yeah.
But the ads also suggested that you could use it to clean your toilet, laundry, kitchen counters, babies, dogs, carriages, and both natural and artificial teeth. Really the all-purpose cleaner. Shampoo.
That is everything. You wash the car
with counters,
it.
Yeah.
You wash the dog, your teeth.
Why not?
Everything.
Why not?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why does nobody make something like that now?
I don't know.
Do they? Can I spray 409 on my teeth?
I wouldn't recommend it, probably.
No.
Yeah. So commercially made shampoo wasn't available until the turn of the 20th century. And considering the practice of shampooing hair was an occasional treat experienced at the hair salon up until that point, people didn't know exactly how to do it. So in May of 1908, the New York Times ran its first article on how to shampoo your hair. Hair specialists quoted in the article recommended washing your hair as often as every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Though 4 to 6 weeks was also an acceptable time frame.
Yeah, don't overdo it. Don't wash it right
out. 4 to 6 weeks. I can't imagine. So German inventor Hans Schwarzkopf invented a water-soluble powder shampoo in 1904, and within a year, the easy-to-use product was in every drugstore in Berlin. European expansion followed shortly thereafter, and in 1927, he invented an even more popular product, the first liquid shampoo.
Mm.
But that was only in 1927.
Wait, so what were we dealing with before liquid shampoos?
Was that powder bars, shampoo? I think.
Bars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, have you ever wondered how astronauts wash their hair in space?
Yes.
Is that ever a question you've asked yourself?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
NASA gives them a rinseless shampoo that you just simply apply to your hair and then towel dry.
I just assume they kept that big astronaut helmet on the whole
Nobody
time.
Nobody would even know.
No.
I mean, they're up there for years in some cases, though.
Hey, you got a helmet head when you take that off. It's just nasty.
Yeah, but then it just floats around so nobody can even tell.
That's right.
Right? But
right.
Anyways, yeah, so it's a rinseless shampoo that they use. And the product was originally created for hospital patients who couldn't take showers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, there's a Guinness World Record that exists for the most people washing their hair simultaneously.
Is this right?
And that number is 987 people.
We couldn't quite make it to 1,000.
Right. Just all washing their hair at the same time.
Where? In like a river?
Mumbai, India.
Oh, that, okay.
In October of 2017.
So probably
I don't know what
then.
The, I don't know how
yeah. I don't know.
Where you go, where there's a large enough space for
come on, everybody.
987 people to wash their hair at the same time. But
going
to
wash her hair tonight.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's where it was.
You picked out a record to go along with shampoo, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Hair by the Cowsills.
Great choice. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 with the Cowsills and Hair. Sarah Dermitis, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about shampoo.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on word origins.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, shampoo comes from a Hindi word meaning to press, knead, or soothe.
The first liquid shampoo wasn't invented till 1927.
And astronauts wash their hair in space using rinseless shampoo.
All the stuff they learn in astronaut college, I thought it was all about like math and science. It's how to wash your hair while you're up there. It's
sure.
How to, you know, how to boil an egg in space.
How to boil an egg?
I mean, they got to eat something, right? It's not all tang.
No, it's like the freeze-dried stuff, and isn't it?
I don't know.
I haven't been,
I look like I've been in astronaut college? Do I look
no.
like I've been there?
No.
I will say, I don't know how, so I use liquid shampoo, obviously, and I put it in my hand, and how long am I supposed to lather my hair? My hair is not particularly long.
Yeah,
I don't know. What the right thing is, and maybe I've been doing it wrong my whole life. I don't know. Do I do it fast and then rinse it out? Do I do it and then let it sit and then wash it? I mean, what do I do? How do I find this out?
I don't know. Ask your hairdresser.
You know, I tell you what, when I get my hair cut, because I go to a fancy salon, they put you back in a thing and they wash your hair with the super hot water. And then it feels so much better when somebody else is washing your hair than when I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an observation. I'm not looking for approval. I'm just telling you how it
yeah.
is. Folks want to learn more about shampoo, Sarah, where do you go? What do you do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I don't know what temperature their water is. It just comes out just this side of gas.
Boiling.
Yeah. Water. It just comes right out. It's so hot. It feels so good.
It does feel good.
All right. Back again tomorrow with a fresh episode.
Yes.
Continuing your theme week on word origins.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Check traffic. Melanie Sands has that for us next. Bill Withers and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.